Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
Does your warehouse waste time and money managing forklift batteries? EnerSys can energize your operations with a customized solution, delivering the power you need while minimizing ownership costs. EnerSys starts by analyzing your operations and then selecting from their comprehensive range of battery and charger technologies, develops a truly optimized system tailored to your needs. EnerSys gives you the power to increase productivity and profitability. See how EnerSys puts power in motion for you at EnerSys.com. Businesses are retooling fulfillment operations from warehouses to omnichannel to meet new demand amid unprecedented labor shortages. 3PLs, retailers, B2B distributors, and others are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems to adapt and scale. Six River Systems Fulfillment Execution System is an integrated solution that combines intelligent, cloud-based software and automation, including its autonomous mobile robot, AMR, Chuck. No costly or disruptive infrastructure changes, fast and easy associate training, and integrations with other warehouse execution solutions allow operations to meet labor challenges, increase efficiency, and enhance customer engagement. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast here at MODEX 2022. And I am joined here in the booth by Stephen Dumont, who is an account executive at Yugo Work, and Jean-Francois Marchand, who is the marketing director at Yugo Work. And Yugo Work is helping us with lithium ion batteries, right? So welcome to the booth, guys. Good to reconnect. We've had you guys on previously, but there's been some updates to the company. And obviously, you know, not everybody has heard the episode before. So let's get a brief overview of Yugo Work, what it is that you guys do.
All right. Well, thanks for having us.
Yes, of course.
So Yugo Work is a manufacturer of lithium ion batteries for forklifts. Mm-hmm. We're based out of Canada. We have, since the last time you had us on the show,
right,
we had big advancements with UL. All of our products are now UL listed.
Okay.
So we have a full lineup, class 1, 2, and 3,
yeah,
that are all UL listed. And we have also good advancements with major OEMs in terms of certification with them.
Okay.
Our presence in the U.S. has been also evolving since that last time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really happy to be here at MODEX,
yeah,
presenting the full lineup. Our full team is here.
Okay.
Really energized. So it's really interesting.
Yes, definitely. And we see the full team. We got the CEO over here trying to snap some pics. Yeah, so it's a good thing. A lot of excitement, definitely. And so you guys recently became UL listed, right? So let's tell the listener about that. What does that necessarily mean, and why is that so important for you guys?
Yeah, well, safety is a priority in material handling. There's no discussion about that.
Mm-hmm.
And UL is the standard, the baseline, actually, to determine how the product should behave to have a safe operation in the field. So we designed the products to be compliant with those regulations. And, of course, we add our little touch to go even further. So, yeah, we're proud of the achievement. But, yeah, we don't stop there.
good. Don't stop, right? Or you guys are energized, right? Your power. So you can't stop. You got to keep going, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
So very important. So now, obviously, you know, when it comes to the battery world and the power world, there's a lot of big conversation going on about that, right? You know, even, you know, in our just regular consumer lives right now, there's a lot going on because of everything that's going on with gasoline, and you know, people are getting more interested in electric vehicles and all those different types of things. But you know, the conversation when it comes to material handling is certainly, you know, transitioning a lot to lithium ion. And is lithium ion the right fit for my operation? Should I be switching my fleet over to lithium ion? Is lithium ion, you know, worth it, the initial maybe more costly investment up front? You know, does it make sense? So how, I'm sure you guys are getting a lot of that question here at MODEX. So how are you approaching that conversation and that question with the attendees and potential customers here?
Excellent question. Customers are really more aware of lithium, and
yeah.
They have pains. They operate with two batteries, three batteries per truck. They need to do maintenance on their batteries,
yeah.
And they're looking for new ways, better way to improve. So we ask the basic question, what are your pains?
Yeah.
And we try to provide a solution that eliminates those pains.
Yeah.
And the energy world, like you mentioned,
yeah.
The big companies are looking for ways to reduce energy consumption.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for ways to achieve their carbon neutral objectives.
Yeah.
The pressure on the supply chain is huge, so they're looking for ways to maximize their trucks operation. And a lot of time, the battery, which is not a, it seems small, but it's a huge factor in all that equation.
Right.
So they're looking for a better solution, and they're more and more open-minded of the lithium conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you mentioned the price. Obviously,
yeah.
Lithium ion is more expensive than lead acid. But when you take a look at the whole equation, maintenance costs, the downtime, the labor involved, and also the carbon footprint, like Stefan mentioned, then it makes a lot of sense to look at lithium, especially if you have an operation that is intense. Typically,
yeah.
Two shifts, that's where we start to have for lithium solutions.
Okay, interesting, yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of people have that question of, you know, should they switch? And so it sounds like you're saying, like, at the point where we're at right now, if you have a two-shift operation or multiple-shift operation, that's really kind of the starting point to really realize the benefit, at least from a cost perspective. Is that correct?
Exactly, yeah. The minimum, two shift, 2,000 hours per year.
Yeah.
Any customer that has a battery room, that's obviously a potential customer, but
yeah.
Really two shift plus operation, you see the benefit.
With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer's in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's interesting how the conversation is shifting, and obviously, you know, we're seeing so much innovation here at MODEX and on the floor, and it's going into everything from, you know, from pallets to robots to in between the batteries which you guys are providing. So at your booth here at MODEX, what are you guys kind of highlighting? What are you showing off?
Yeah, well, actually showing off our full lineup, full 24, 36, 48 little lineup, and really focusing on our three pillars. How do we differentiate? So first, we have a unique charging infrastructure. All our chargers are inboard in the battery, using a universal, like an EV charging coupler.
Okay.
That is the same for the 24, 36, 48 volt. Very simple to use. When we ask the operators, what do you like about our battery? The first thing that comes to their mind is, I love that charging connector. It's so easy.
Really?
So that's one of the differentiator. And if you're looking at a a complex warehouse where you have 24-volt pallet trucks and riders, reach truck, counterbalance truck. They all have different voltage, so it can become a challenge to match those voltage and those chargers. So it brings some simplicity in the charging infrastructure.
Right.
Second of all, a lead acid battery is a source of energy, but there's no computer in it. There's no intelligence.
Right.
Having a lithium battery, well, there's a BMS, there's a computer in it, and you can do so much with it. Customers are looking for uptime, performance. So how do you make sure that this is achieved?
Yeah.
All of our batteries are clouded, so we monitor them 24/7. We make sure they're always in perfect condition.
Mm-hmm.
The customer will never call us. We call the customer.
Yeah.
If something happens, we know before they even notice it. Hmm. So they're looking for ways to not hear about their batteries. They don't care about their batteries. They care about their operation. So we manage just that portion for them. And all the data can be derived into operational data. Customers are swamped with data. So our approach is we have what we call customer success that are assigned to each of our account. And they look at the data. They understand the data, and they provide some key insight to our customers. So we just don't ship reports, we ship conclusions and key insights. So that's, again, they're able to apply what we say and really focus on the operation. And third of one of our third pillar is the financial model, the financial flexibility. We talked about energy as a service.
Right.
So no upfront costs. We manage from A to Z. The whole solution can be a full OPEX solution, could be a CAPEX solution. We manage end of life process, a lifetime warranty, performance guarantee, availability. So all those items together brings peace of mind to our customers.
Yeah, and I think it's a really great thing because you guys provide these, as you said, kind of the conclusion for the customer already. So instead of just spinning a bunch of data at them and expecting them to be able to make the right decision, or maybe they get all this data and they have no idea what to do with it or what kind of decision to make, the fact that you're able to guide them in the right way and tell them what the decision should be, I think is a huge thing. And I think that's really something that's helpful, because as you mentioned in there, we just want to worry about operating, right?
Exactly.
We don't want to worry about all these technicalities and things in between. When we go to a solution and invest in something, we just want it to work. We don't want to have to worry about it, anything like that. So it's great that you guys are able to do that and bring those things up to the table. Now, talk a little bit more about the energy as a service program and kind of, I know we talked about this on the podcast previously, but how has the, reception of attendees and potential customers been to the energy as a service program? Because it's a pretty different type of program.
It is, and the first reaction is that we never saw that before.
Exactly.
It doesn't exist, and we see this more and more everywhere in the software.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
They've never seen it for batteries, but they've seen it for, 3PLs are basically transportation as a service. There's software as a service. Everything is as a service.
Robots
now.
As a service. Yeah.
Exactly.
Everything. Yeah.
So we're just applying that concept that works, that is proven to energy.
Yeah.
That's what's unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, do you think that you're seeing a lot of people that will be potentially switching over to lithium ion because of what they're seeing here at Modex this year?
I truly believe so. The customers that engage with us are at next level. They're not doing a simple awareness or what's out there. They're really looking for, how do we implement this? The questions are more, when can we start to evaluate, to go into the details, evaluate the cost, and talk about a deployment. And so the questions are more, what's your lead time? When can we start, instead of, what's lithium? What are the benefits? They know the benefits. So that's a big difference from the last shows, from the last years.
Yeah.
Customers are ready, and they come with a purpose of finding a potential partner.
Yeah, I think that's pretty interesting, and that's what I'm hearing from a lot of the other like solution providers, not just battery, you know, but the robots and everything, is that people, you know, it's like they came out of the pandemic time like with all this education and knowledge already, and they're ready to like make decisions instead of, like you said, you know, just doing kind of an awareness trip of what's out there. Like, they really are ready to move and make some type of decisions and prepare for kind of the future of their fulfillment and distribution operation. So it's pretty interesting that you're seeing the same thing as well. So I want to thank you guys for coming by the booth here, and you're talking to us about Yugo Work, and definitely interesting to hear about the progression of a lithium ion, as it's certainly a hot conversation. It was an energized conversation, I'll say,
you know, exactly,
in the industry there. But yeah, it's really good to hear from you guys and obviously hear what attendees are saying on that front and what the reception has been. So if people are interested in learning more about Yugo Work, how can they do that?
YugoWork.com. Pretty easy. You've got the whole lineup presented there, and those guys, Stefan and our other energy experts, are there to answer any questions.
We're present on LinkedIn, so you go work and we'll engage.
All right, great. And we'll put all the information at thenewwarehouse.com as well. So Jean-Francois and Stefan, thank you so much for stopping by the booth, and enjoy the rest of your show.
Been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.